bless. God bless our connected community. Let's give our connected community a hand. Amen. God bless our guests. Amen. Let's give our guests a hand. Amen. And thank God for all of you. Amen. I just want to say thank you to the men who are so committed to come, and they walk through every part, every room, and they just pray and decree and declare and cover the service. I thank God for the brothers being so committed. Amen. This has been such a blessed month, as we've been talking about love, and it's been such a prophetic month, because the messages have just been changing and shifting every Sunday. Amen. And I thought I had it set today. I said, we're going to do this today. Today is the day. Today is that. Okay, let's get these PowerPoints in line. We get them in sequence. All right, we got them. We matching. Okay, we're going to do this today. Amen. I said, it's it. Surely the Lord is going to move through the PowerPoint today. We got 4 of 14 PowerPoints ready to go. We've had it for 3 weeks. We're going to do these PowerPoints today in the name of Jesus. And the prayer happens. And there was a scripture that God had woke me up earlier this week and showed me. And I said, no, you're not, Father, Father. Are we really going today, Lord? I said, Lord, Lord, today. But, you know, God wants to give you a rhema word. A word that you need in season for right now. He wants to give you a word you need right now. And we're going to do our declaration, but I guess if I could title this message, I would title it, Stay the Course of Love. Because I see how the enemy, and I believe this is from the Spirit of God, has tried to take you out of love. Because if he takes you out of God's love, he takes you out of faith. He takes you out of trust. He takes you out of peace. Because perfect love casts out fear. But if he can take you out of love, he can take you out of peace. So stay the course of love. Tell somebody, stay the course of love. We just say, y'all pray for me. We're just gonna go. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You know, it's all about God. It's not about us. It's his word. Whatever he wants to do and however he wants to do it, we just say yes to him. Stay the course of love. Stay the course of love. Stay the course of love. Let's put up our declaration. We're going to read that and we'll get into the word of God. Amen. Let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the word. As I receive, meditate, and obey your word, I become the word. Then I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. The power of your word impacts my family for 1,000 generations. Amen. Why y'all got the heat so hot up in here, Lord mercy. I got this jacket on, y'all just... Amen. It's all right. Amen. Thank you. Have mercy. All right. I want to read this in the King James Version. This is not a scripture. I haven't given this to the team. But I want to read a verse. I've really kind of never seen it this way before. Malachi, from the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi the prophet, who's prophesying about the judgment that was to come. And he prophesies in the 4th chapter about John the Baptist and how he would come and the message that he would bring. And I think it's impactful for, and I believe God wants to give us something out of that today. The fourth chapter of Malachi. I'm just going to say the fourth verse to the end. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him. Hold up, am I in the King James? I'm not in the King James myself. Let me go to the King James. All right. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah. He's talking about John the Baptist, but he's talking about the anointing on his life. The prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The judgment that would come in their generation. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. He shall turn or redirect the heart of the fathers to the children, and he shall turn the heart or redirect the heart or give the heart a new course, the sons to their fathers, lest the earth experience a curse. We know the story of John the Baptist and how he came. His mandate was to prepare the way of the Lord. His message was one of preparation. But there is one coming before me that's greater than me. I'm here to prepare the way. But the way that I prepare the way, the message I have, is a message of repentance. Repentance simply means change the way you think about something. Because if you change the way you think about something, that's, and you see it as God sees it, that's repentance. A lot of what the church does today, a lot of what people do as they walk with God, they apologize because they got caught. They say they're sorry. That's right. Many bank robbers that robs a bank, they're really not repented. Some of them not repented of robbing a bank. They're sorry they got caught. But John came with a message of repentance. In other words, change your mind. Change the way you think about it. Change your value system. His message was a message that implored the people, amen, to change their heart, to turn their heart, to change the course of their heart. If you change a person's the course of their heart, you change the direction that they go in. Yeah. Because we follow our heart. Yeah. So his anointing was one of reformation, one of changing the course, of shifting the direction. I'm going to turn the heart of the fathers to their sons, and the sons to their fathers. It's important that John brought this message in his day because he was in a day of religion with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of these religious leaders had forgotten about what it meant to love God. They were full of posturing, religious rituals. Jesus said it this way. He said, you say, you know, you worship me with your mouth and your outward expression, but your heart is far from me. May we never become a church that just goes through the motions and don't have it in our heart. You can't really serve God with just words. You can't merely serve God with just physical expression. God wants your heart. Tell somebody, God wants your heart. Matter of fact, he wants your heart, he wants your mind, he wants your soul, he wants your strength. Anything less is not worship. So John had this anointing to change the course of the Father to the Son and the Son to the Father. I believe what we're experiencing in our nation and many homes is men, let me just talk to men for a minute, men who are on the wrong course. It was interesting because in this text, it says, lest a curse come on the earth. And I looked up curse. And curse, the origin of the word curse, comes from the Latin, which means course. And how we can go down a certain path and we bring certain things into our life. If I go out here and turn right on Losser, there's a Walgreens, there's 9 mile, 10 mile. That's what I see because that's the course I've chosen. If I turn left, I see different things because the course is different. My experience is going to be different because of the, there it is, because of the course I've chosen to take. John came to put them back on course. I thought about this. I said, well, Lord, how can, you know, you think of cursing. When I thought of curse, you know, there was a guy, amen, when I was a kid, amen, in Pontiac, there was a guy, you'd bring him, you know, he had chickens and things. He'd cut the neck, spread the blood, and release a curse. Amen. Police eventually arrested him for practicing medicine without a license. He was well known. I knew him. I met him. I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. It's kind of spooky. He had these strange eyes. Amen. Amen. I thought about curses like that. But could the course, the path, the road, the route determine what we come across? Then I began to think about Jonah. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh, but he changed his course and went the opposite way. It's because he changed his course that he experienced and the people on the ship experienced turmoil. He ended up in the belly of the whale. I thought about course and how Israel, when they were set out for a short journey to a promised land, a place that God had promised them, God set them on a course for blessing. They sent the spies out. They said, we can't do this. Well, God says, you know what? You're not going to inherit the land. I'm about to change your course. And now you're going to walk around the mountain on the same course, experiencing the same things. Why don't you change your course? Don't you leave God. Don't you change your course. Even when it gets hard. Now that's when it's hard to stay on course, man. When outside circumstances come, things happen in your life, pain hits, finances get hit, peace get hit. It's hard to stay in the love of God. When everything externally says, does he really, really love you? Job experienced that. Loses his cattle. Loses his family. His wife comes to him in Job 2. Said, listen, look at what happened to you. Look at what you're going through. Look at what you experienced. Why don't you curse God? Why don't you curse God and change your course? church says, curse God and die. In thinking of this, I see a major arsenal in the enemies, a weapon in the enemy's arsenal to get you off course. Because if he can get us out of the love of God, he changes our course. Then we begin to follow our flesh. If he can attack the men in our nation, in our region, in our territory, then he can change the course of families. I was up at 1:00 this morning, not this morning, but I think it was Wednesday morning about 1:30, praying for men. And the Spirit of God said that my house will not be barren of men. There's about to be a men revival. Because men are the stabilizers. I thank God for women. Now listen, I was raised by my mother and grandmother, but there is a call and a responsibility on men. Men are the instructors. Carry the example. Thank God for the women in the house, but amen. I'm looking even for an influx of men. Can somebody say an influx of men?
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Of sons. Of young men. Of older men. Because the anointing of John was to turn the hearts of the Father back to the Son. The hearts of the Son back to the Father. I believe this is a great time to intercede for men. I believe that God wants to do some miracle in some men. But don't you change the course. Don't you change your course to get a man. Don't you compromise the road you're on with God. Don't you leave God's love, amen, and follow lust to get a man. Stay in the love of God. If he wants you, he'll come on in there. Say, you got to get on my road. You got to get on my path. We're going to walk this thing together. I'm not going to leave. I'm staying the course. Just as God dealt with Israel and dealt with Jonah, those changes of course, and even dealt with Saul, when Saul was on a course to get a license to prosecute the saints, God interrupted his course. Jesus interrupted and redirected him. Just like that, amen, that we can experience, amen, because of disobedience in Deuteronomy, amen, not walking in that path, we can also experience blessing. We can experience blessing. That God can set his course and his love, even though you don't see it. Amen. What you're experiencing now is only temporary. Let me tell you, stay in the course of God's love. Blessings are on that road. Oh, yeah. God took the second generation of Israel. So I'm going to lead you. I'm going to set you on a course. I'm going to open up the Jordan for you, and I'm going to lead you to the land that flows with milk and honey. I'm going to set you on a course. And I want to say that again. What you experience today, that's not your life. That's something you're going through it. So I'm going to tell somebody I'm going through it. This is not my home. I'm not going to stay here. I may experience a test, and I may get a little tired, and I might get a little emotional. But I'm going to stay right here because this is the path to to blessing. This is the course to blessing. What I love about this, so when John came to preach this message, to turn the hearts, you know, it shows me that love, the love of God, the revelation of God's love is the greatest course correction. It is the greatest course correction. It sets you, it corrects your course because when you love God, amen, and you love him with your heart, amen, and it don't all start like that. Listen, it don't like, oh, Lord, I'm just so happy for Jesus, amen. You grow in this relationship. But it is the greatest course correction because the more we see his love, the more we see him. The more we see his love, the more we're able to see love and love one another. The greater revelation we get in him, amen, it sets us on a course of our faith and our trust. The more we understand about his love, the more peace we have. Because we see him. And we see that he has our best interests at heart. We see that he knows all about us and everything we go through. Amen. So love is the best and the greatest course correction. We used to preach, amen, and I don't have no problem with preaching, amen, judgment and all of that, amen. But amen, back in the church, we tried to scare him to the altar. Scared to the altar. Amen. You don't leave here now. You leave here, you don't even know if you're going to get home. There was an 18-year-old girl. She was going down the street. Got T-boned by a car. You don't know. And you know what? When you come to God out of fear, it's temporary. Because when you leave that altar and you make it all the way home, you realize that's not how you build a relationship. God establishes his relationship with you by manifesting his love toward you. God establishes a relationship with you by first loving you. And then in response, you love him. He shows you his love is secure. He shows you his love is firm. He turns your heart and changes your course and keeps you and sustains you in his love. Stay the course of love. Stay the course of love. I want to put up Romans 8. The enemy doesn't care how far you get off course, just as long as you get off course. It's the subtle things. And I want you to hear me, people of God. It's the subtle things. Because he just wants to change your trajectory. Just change the way you're headed, the way you're thinking. Just to think just a little bit less of the love of God. To process the love of God just a little bit, just enough, because it's all about time. Because if you can waste your time doubting his love, if you can waste your time down this love, and he just gets you a little bit on course. That's why temptations are close to truth. He just wants a little deviation. He just wants a little compromise. Then he changes your trajectory. If you had a long journey, and you were a little bit off, over time you'd be a lot off. Just because of the angle that you're traveling. The enemy doesn't care. He just wants you a little bit off. Just to pull you out of the love of God. Just to make you compromise the revelation of love. To make you relook and rethink about the experience you've had in His love. But we need to stay in His love. We need to abide in His love. Yeah. Yeah. This is what Jesus said. Jesus came down after John. Jesus came, and I think I'm going to do a demonstration and we'll be done. Jesus came and said, listen, this is the course. This is what you've been taught. This is what has been said in Matthew 5. He said, you said, and you've been taught, and the course you followed is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. He said, but this is what I say. Don't even say one curse word at your brother and sister. Stay in love. Stay in love. Amen. You've heard it said. Jesus said, love your friends, but, you know, hate your enemies. And I'm paraphrasing. But I say, love your enemies. Stay in love. Don't let your course deviate. Stay the course of love. Somebody say that. Stay the course of love. He even said that if you come to the altar with your religious self to offer up a gift, Jesus said, get back on the course. Get back on the course of love. Get back on the course of love. What does he want you to do? He said, go and reconcile. Take your gift. Take your gift with you. Take your gift with you. Take your gift with you. And go and be restored. If we get a revelation of God's love in the church, it would be impossible for church people not to get along.
That's right. Absolutely.
Where church people can't get along and have offenses at the church and be ready to fight the church. You see the Instagram people fighting up in the church. Amen. There's missing a revelation of love. People, somebody done deviated from the course.
Yes.
Somebody's emotions done took control and took dominion over them. Amen. And now they done left the course, the road. They left the path of love. Amen. We may not hang out and bowl together, but we ought to, this place, the house of God, should be a place where everyone can get along. Amen. If you stay on the path, stay on the path of God's love, stay on the path of forgiveness, stay on the path of patience, stay on the path of mercy, stay on the path of long-suffering, stay on the path of gentleness, stay on the path of kindness, stay on the path of humility, stay on the path of meekness. Such an elementary principle. But the greatest disruption is when we can't function because we get off the path of God's love. Stay the course of love. Don't let anything pull you out of love. Use love, the love of God, as your test. It's your litmus test. God, am I loving today? Did I love my supervisor today? Did I respect and honor them? Lord, did I, that person that cut me off in traffic, God, am I still mad at them? Amen. Lord, what did Father, the person that called me on the phone said I owed them money. Amen. Yeah, I'm not saying you owe people, I'm just saying. Amen. Amen. Am I expanding? What do I love? Take me off the path, the character of your love. I don't even think we need that demo now. Stay the course. Stay the course of love. It is the greatest course correction. My wife tells me I don't listen to the lady when I turn, make a wrong turn. She said, and they try to bit you back on the road and all that. I listen to her. Amen. Sometimes she's wrong. Sometimes she's wrong. Sometimes they be wrong. They be wrong. But his job and his function is to always get you to your destination. Here, let me get my, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, Donna brought this, or I'm going to do this. All right. I need a volunteer. All right. Don't get a American Ninja Warrior on me now. We're going to, throw that in. I'm going to wrap it around. No, you're going to pull it, but you're not going to pull it hard. I ain't got time. I'm trying to stay on the course of love. Don't mess me up. No, you listen. Move out of the camera. Move out of the way. Move this way. Lord Jesus, I should have told you no. Just step back. Step back with the rope. Step back. Step back. Backwards. Put some tension on it. Now you're not going to pull it hard. Okay. Now, put up Romans 8 for me. This is what Paul said. Take it down to about the 27th verse. That's what Paul said. He said, I'm going to let nothing separate me. I'm going to let nothing pull me off. Go to the next verse. Here we go. So even though I'm going through some things, put some tension on it. There we go. That's good. And I'm really in a situation. He loves me. Regardless of what you go through, what? He loves you. So I know that all things work together for good to them that love him back. And tell them are called according to his purpose. Go to next verse. Next one. What shall we say to these things? If God before us, who can be against us? Go to the next one. Let's read it together. He that what? Not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. So he now give us all things. I'm going to step down. Next. Go to next. You know, I'm looking for who shall say, and then use the word me. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? See, so tribulation is a pull. Tribulation is a pull. Put tension on it. Tribulation is a pull. And it's amazing that tribulation, just like it won't separate you from the love of God, it can separate you. It can pull you out and put you on a path. Distress, let's say, or distress, or next. As it is written, go ahead. For thy sake, what happened? For all day long. And we are. Amen. So nothing pulls me out of his love. Put tension on it. Nothing pulls me and puts me on the path. Amen. Nothing distracts me. Nothing sets me on a different path, a different course. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to stay regardless whether it's distress, whether it's famine, whether it's persecution. I'm going to what? I'm going to abide in his love. Put up John 15 and 9, and we're going to pray. This is what Jesus said. You can keep tension on it. Just John 15 and 9. I know I didn't prepare him for these verses. John 15 and 9. Look at what it says. Let's read it together. Have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Amen. In other words, stay the path, stay the course. You can put it down. The course of his love. Nothing pulls you. Before you get offended, let's stand. Stay in his love. Before you harbor unforgiveness, get back on the course of love. Before you run someone down, refresh your heart and your mind to the love of God. Stay the course of love. Even in your home, in your marriage, whatever you're going through, stay the course of love. It's going to bring healing. That course, that path brings blessing and healing and peace and joy. Jesus said, this is the last couple of scriptures. Jesus said, Matthew 5, might be Matthew 6, when he says about love your enemies and pray for those that prosecute you or despitefully use you. And of course, enemies of those days are the ones that can get you crucified. It's not the enemies today. We're lightweight. We get mad when somebody talk to us. Enemies of those days are days that we talk to the Roman authorities and get you crucified along the road. The enemies of those days meant death. The enemies of this day mean somebody don't like you. We fall apart at the fact that somebody doesn't like us. But nevertheless, when we pray for them, and then Jesus said, you'll be perfected in this love. You'll be perfected in this love. That means if you learn how to love and get the revelation of God's love, you will be so perfected, full measure, totally mature, unmovable in his love. Another verse says, it talks about how perfect love casts out fear, because fear has what? Torment. But that verse also says that, amen, if you be perfected in that love, that it will drive out fear. You imagine any circumstance you're going through, you are totally at peace. When you have a revelation of his love, you are perfected, totally mature in that love, and regardless of what you face, you're totally at peace. Because you've grown. So come on, somebody say, Lord, help me mature in love. Let me. You'll be totally at peace. Because you've got a revelation of the height and the depth and the width of his love. Totally at peace. And it'll cast out fear. And you won't be tormented by fear anymore. How am I going to make it? How's tomorrow look? You know, what's going on with the doctor? What's going on with my finance? What's going on with my peace? What's going on with my marriage? You'll be totally at peace. Why? Because his love brings security. His love brings security. Oh, I'm good. Because his, man, God loves me. God, the creator of the universe, he loves me. So I'm secure. I'm secure. So Father, we thank you and we praise you for your love. We're going to stay the course of love. We'll stay on the path of love. We won't let anything pull us off course, take us off the path. God calls this house to be a house of mature love. Calls this house, Lord, to be a house of the agape love of God, unconditional love of God. We thank you, Lord, that even in this season, Father, you turn the hearts. You cause course to change. You cause that course, even the ones we're praying for, that course to change in their life. They will experience the love of God, and it will change their direction. In the name of Jesus, let us be instruments of your love. Let us be instruments of your love. Let us be channels of your love. Let us be portals of your love. Let us be examples of your love. In the name of Jesus. And give us revelation, God, of your love even more revelation of your love. The more we see love, the more we see you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. While you're standing, I pray for everyone on live stream. I pray for everyone that's viewing in the name of Jesus, even those that will view later. I declare the love of God manifesting you in new ways. And you will see the love of God. Even in the darkest time, even in times of turmoil, you're going to experience and rest in his love, and his love is going to bring you peace. In the name of Jesus, we declare that your marriage experiences the love of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we declare that. We declare that. And if you don't know the love of God, today is a good day to experience his love. Let God change the course of your life, the path of your life, the trajectory of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Come on and pray, church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I receive your love, and I trust you to be Lord of my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I pray for that son. I pray for that prodigal son that experienced and saw actually the fruit of choosing the wrong course. But they didn't give up. They said, you know what? Amen. Why am I here with the pigs? I'm going to change my course and go back to my father's house. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the son returns. The daughters return. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Their course is changed. And they experience the course correction of the love of God. In the name of Jesus. And if you prayed that prayer, we want you to reach out to us. Call the number in the name of Jesus. And someone's going to call, amen, call you back and pray with you and give you what's next. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We'll give you, there's information on your screen on how to give and how to be a blessing to this ministry. Join us tomorrow, amen, at 6 a.m. on the prayer line. Amen, in Jesus' name. God bless, amen, our connected community. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you worship for my, I'm a minister to a couple of people. Amen, but can you just worship for a moment in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Come on and stir up the